Yesterday, I had the avocado chicken wrap, ranch wrap for lunch. It was really, really good. A big thank you to the good people at Lefs. We're grateful and thankful that they've been supplying all the wonderful hosts here with lunch. Lefs, Miller Lite Sports Bar and Grill, located right on Grandstand Avenue and 2nd Street. Live music each and every day at noon, 3:45, and 8:15. Matter of fact, Chris Leffler joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on the upswing.
Of course. Your second year here at the State Fair. You got all the logistics down and figured it all out?
Yeah, there's always some kinks to work out every day, and I'm here to put out fires, and thankfully it's been pretty smooth this year. So
that's
it's been
good.
Great.
All right. So for over 30 years, Lefs Lucky Town has been a staple in the village of Wauwatosa. Right, you're right there on 72nd and State, right?
Yep, actually October 1st will be our 30th year. So.
Oh, wow, 30 years. And then in 2008, you opened out in Lake Country, Revere's Well Street Tavern in Delafield. It's a big
Correct.
Stop for the Sherman household. My parents live out in Delafield. We love it.
Yep.
For some reason, the cheese curds taste a little better closer to the lake. I don't know why.
Yeah,
you have a different recipe out there?
No, actually, we have the same recipe at all three restaurants now.
Okay,
so.
All right. And then you expanded even further, 5 years ago when you turned a former firehouse in Menominee Falls into Hot House Tavern. And, of course, you're here at State Fair. So four locations under one umbrella. How's the Menominee Falls location doing for you?
Great, wonderful. We love it out there. Menominee Falls is a great community, and we're involved with the community. Village Park has expanded right behind us with a concert venue and a water or a play park for kids and a splash garden and pickleball, and it's just been fantastic. It's really great to be out there.
All right. You were also in the florist business for a while, too.
Yeah.
While you still own Lefs Lucky Town?
Correct, yeah. So okay. For a few years, we owned Locker's Florist right here in West Allis, and took it over. It, kind of an unfortunate situation, but the person who had owned it before had died, and they were a tenant of ours. And during the recession, it was to maintain a tenant in one of our buildings. We took it over, ran it, built the business up.
Okay.
Did well with it, and then sold it to one of our employees who has done very well with it, Kim Grobe. She does a fantastic job with it, and it's good for her and her family.
All right. Very good. I love the entrepreneurial spirit. So how do you balance kind of maintaining the unique identity of all your locations under one umbrella and then kind of look to grow and expand each one of them? How does that work each and every day? Just you have this master plan in your mind that you follow?
Yeah, a lot of times it's just coming up with different ideas and trying to keep things consistent between restaurants, but also create their own identity. I have terrific management, and I think that's really the key. And we have, you know, all the way down the line from our managers to our supervisors to our kitchen staff and management, handling things and really taking care of things, whether it's the logistics, the cleaning, to the promotions, to making sure things get rotated properly, and really managing the business.
So what's been special out here at the fair in your second year? What's the best-selling food item and drink item for you?
There's two items that have really taken off this year, food-wise, and that's the Buffalo Chicken Ragoons.
Okay.
And then we have the Spud Muffins, the beer and brat cheese, or brat and beer cheese Spud Muffins.
Oh, nice night. Were those in the Sporkies?
The Spud Muffin was in the Sporky competition,
okay.
Yes.
All right, yeah, they look great. I haven't tried them yet, but maybe I'll put that on my lunch menu for
today.
Yeah,
it's a little snack, so it's good.
All right, very good. So talk a little bit about just kind of the basic business structure out here in terms of the lease deal and the percentage. When you put that together, what does that look like?
So I own the building that we're in right here on Grandstand Avenue you talked about, but we lease the land from the state.
Okay.
Our State Fair. And our lease consists strictly of the commission that we pay for through our sales during State Fair or other events at the fair.
Okay.
And we do pay a guarantee up front to get you committed in, but we easily cover, we'll pay more commission than that guarantee will be at the end.
All right. One big economic engine out here at Wisconsin State Fair. Chris Leffler from Lefs Lucky Town and more joins us. I admire the local franchises in greater Milwaukee, and Lefs and the owners and the groups have multiple places in different cities. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the market differences between Wauwatosa, Delafield, and Menominee Falls. Maybe what are some of those differences, but what are some of those similarities? This is The Upswing. We're presented by Horicon Bank. We're broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studio right here at Wisconsin State Fair. Welcome back to The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. We're live at the Bank 5-9 studio right here at beautiful Wisconsin State Fair. A little cooler today, but still, as I've said all week, it is always sunshine and smiles out here at the State Fair. We're talking with Chris Leffler. Chris and his team operate right here on the grounds at Leff's Miller Lite Sports Bar. Have three locations around the metro area. Chris, when it comes to pricing here at the State Fair in terms of beer and beverages and food, how do you set those prices? As we talked a little bit about in the first break about Chipotle and just the rising avocado and guac costs. How do you kind of mix that all up to make it work for the consumer?
Well, I mean, the cost of things, there's so many variables in the ingredients and raw materials that go into all the food product. And, you know, we do extensive spreadsheets. We have a program called Margin Edge. We put everything in, and it generates, you know, your food costs. And we have to consider commissions that we're paying to the fair and our labor and set our prices accordingly and try and provide a portion size that's appropriate for the fair so people aren't getting full on our food. They can eat somewhere else as well.
That's good.
And keep the prices in line. As far as the beverages, the fair sets a minimum on alcoholic beverages, and we can determine our price beyond that. And, you know, we get together with the family out here, as I call it, at the fair, other vendors, and really set our prices together so that we're all in line. We're not necessarily competing against each other as much as we are working together and getting people to the fair.
Yeah, there's a lot of collaboration. There's really a creativity in the collaboration here. Sure, everyone is trying to sell as much as they can, but you want people to stay for a long time and spend money. It's funny, I've been asking people, do you have a budget when you come to the state fair? And everyone pauses and said, huh? No, we just come and we eat as much as we can.
Yeah.
That's okay. I like it. So in terms of your three restaurants around the area, you're in Wauwatosa, you're in Delafield, you're in Menominee Falls. Are there specific market differences and similarities in those three markets for you?
You know, I think they're probably a lot more similar than you think. You know, Delafield being in Lake Country, and then with our Revere's and Hot House being in Waukesha County and Wauwatosa. But really, I mean, what attracted me to all of these locations is these suburban downtown areas. You know, I love Milwaukee. I love southeastern Wisconsin, but I love these communities. And to be in the heart of the downtown or village of these communities is really what makes it attractive to me. And then we have, you know, outdoor dining in those villages and banquet facilities. And it's our niche.
Yeah. What I've always appreciated about your business is you've really done a great job of integrating yourself into the community. And that's truly important.
Yeah. My philosophy has always been, and, you know, no offense to those in the radio network, but, you know, if we advertise on TMJ to Racine and Port Washington, that's not really where we're going with things. But if we can market ourselves in the community within 1 mile, 5 miles, and 10 miles of the restaurants, that's where we want to be. So being involved with the community is a win for everybody to help out and promote our business as well.
Very good. And how have you had any challenges with hiring in the last 6 months or so? Has that gotten easier or harder?
Since the pandemic, you know, that was a real problem for sometime, you know, 2020, 2021. I would say since about this time, so August or September 2021, I finally felt like as the business owner or our business had upper hand on the employees and we weren't at their whim anymore. So since then, it's been good. It's been terrific.
All right. So what is next for you at Leff's? You got three locations, including a fourth here at State Fair. Are you looking at other markets or?
We have our eyes open, but I mean, I think that 30 years at Leff's, I turned 55 this year. My youngest daughter's off to school, and maybe it's time to cut back.
Oh, all right. All right. I like that. Moving, you know, slowly or quickly into the future, whatever that
is. And I really do enjoy being out here at the fair and to spend more time here, even not during the fair time. Build this business is fantastic. So
the origin story for Leff's, you said you're looking at 30 years, and we only have about 15, 20 seconds here, but what inspired you to open Left's Lucky Town in Tulsa?
You know, well, it was moving on from one job to another and an opportunity that came that I didn't want to pursue. And just being with friends from Wauwatosa that you all know, and this, you'll enjoy this, but I just remember watching a friend of ours, Tony Smith, play against Michael Jordan in the playoffs on a small TV. I was like, we can do better than this.
So that's what we took it off. I love it. Left's Lucky Town, Chris Loeffler.